The passing of a loved one is a difficult and often sorrowful step in life's journey. The helpful and supportive staff at the Cathedral Memorial Garden Cemetery, located on the 34-acre iconic Christ Cathedral campus in the center of Orange County, are here to assist you and your family through this transition. The more than 1 acre Cathedral Memorial Gardens is unique in Orange County, offering a central location, serene garden-like grounds, majestic fountains, and a dramatic statuary, all set within the soaring architectural gem of the Christ Cathedral campus. Cathedral Memorial Gardens now has beautiful glass front niches. Single, companion, and family four spaces are now available with interior LED lighting with decorative trim that will display your loved one's urn with dignity forever. For more information, please visit memorialgardens.christcathedralcalifornia.org or contact 714-489-6102. 714-489-6102.
Welcome to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we are on Empowered by the Spirit, high atop the beautiful Tower of Hope here at Christ Cathedral. And Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year. Is 2019 going to be a year of a new creation in Christ? Is this going to be a year of incredible blessings? Well, we have a Lord who loves us passionately, our Lord Jesus Christ, and He says to us, in Revelation 21:5, behold, I make all things new. We have with us an incredible evangelist, an incredible person who is on fire with Jesus, and that's Katie Hughes, who is part of our ministry at Spirit-Filled Hearts, one of our leaders. Welcome to the show, Katie.
Thank you.
It is so great to have you here back on the show. And we're going to talk about in this new year, and Happy New Year to you, by the way.
Thank you, and to you.
Is this going to be a year of miracles?
If God's involved, sure will.
Is this going to be a year of blessings?
Yes, amen.
Is this going to be a year in which we are a new wineskin?
Amen.
A year in which we are on fire.
Amen.
Fuego.
Yes.
Fuego. On fire with the Lord. That's exactly what Jesus wants. As you take a look at Luke 12:49, he says, I have come to set the earth ablaze, and I wish it were already on fire. He wants our heart ablaze, Katie.
Amen.
And as you take a look at the road to Emmaus, and you look at what happened in which Jesus is quoting scripture and Jesus talking about all these incredible things, what did the two people at the end when Jesus no longer was there, what did the two people say?
Were our hearts not burning?
Were our hearts not burning on fire? My brothers and sisters, as we start this new year, isn't it time that you be on fire? I know some of you are, many of you perhaps are, but none of us are, including ourselves, in the way that Jesus wants us to. Because when we're on fire, everything changes. Tell us about your story, Katie, and how your story led to your being so on fire.
I think my road to being on fire had to do with hitting rock bottom in different ways in my life and knowing I couldn't do it without God. I had tried on my own. And when I let Him come in and heal me and I let Him take over and I made the decision that Jesus is my way to life, and He did that for me. And so I have such a heart for gratitude for the Lord because His love that comes in when nothing's getting in the way of God's love into our hearts, living a holy life, He can do so much. He can penetrate the most hardened heart when we let Him in. And Jesus does that, and He can do it for all of us. And we just have to say, yes, Lord. Yes.
We have to say, yes, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Fill our hearts. Fill our souls with your love. You cannot get there part way. And we, again, see this in Revelation. We see this in Revelation 3, the Church of Laodicea, in which the Lord says to us, I know your works. And this is verse 15 of chapter 3. I know that you're neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either cold or hot. So because you're lukewarm, neither hot or cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. Boy, we don't want that, do we?
No. I couldn't imagine what that is. And I think basically God's saying, you're not making a choice for me. You're lukewarm. You're not wanting me in your life. Get out. And out of him. And so I just think that's like Gehenna. That's all I can imagine.
As you take a look at your scriptures, and I want this year, one of the things that is so important is to make the Bible, the scriptures, the holy word of God part of your life. And one of the challenges is to pick one verse a week and use it seven times during the course of that week to memorize it. And it's just so important that you do that, and you pick whatever verse that makes sense to you. Behold, I make all things new. We opened up the radio show on that. And the bottom line, whatever it is, and I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. I mean, you can put yourself into it, but it's just so important to make a decision. And you know, I made a decision at what age, Katie?
28.
Yeah, 28. She's heard this story before, and maybe you have too. I'm not sure, but at 28 years of age, interesting thing happened to me. I was working in the field as a district sales manager for a pharmaceutical company. And a Catholic representative of mine, he was a representative who I knew was Catholic, he said, I found Jesus. And it startled me because I knew he went to church, and you know, I knew he was baptized as an infant, as a baby, confirmed, first communion, the whole nine yards, went to church. So what do you mean you found Jesus? And he said, I really never had Jesus in a personal relationship. I never had that encounter, as Pope Francis says, with Jesus. In other words, I had all head knowledge. And I started thinking about that. I mean, what's the difference between having head knowledge and having Jesus in our heart, Katie?
Knowing who God is as an idea is probably head knowledge. But having Jesus welcomed into your heart, living and breathing in you, that's where the transformation happens.
And you can see that from your fruits, right? Mm-hmm. And even though I was heavily involved in parish ministry at 28 years of age, if you followed me around, I'm not sure you could have convicted me during the course of the week, other than Sundays or special events, of really being on fire for the Lord, for sure, and really having Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I mean, the world was my Lord and Savior, mm-hmm. and Jesus was, okay, I'm going to check the box. So mm-hmm. the question is, do you check the box? In other words, is this something that, okay, I'm an insurance policy, right? Okay, I believe in God, I believe in Jesus, and, you know, I want to eke my way into purgatory, where most people are. Or do you want to make a difference? Do you really want to have a purpose? So that's what I was thinking about when I was driving from Bakersfield, where I met this man, back to Irvine, where I lived. I was thinking about, you know, how real is Jesus to me? My brothers and sisters, that is the question of the day. As you begin 2019, and Happy New Year to you, as you begin 2019, how important is Jesus to you? Is he Lord of your life? So that was what I was thinking. I went home. I looked at myself in the mirror in my bedroom. We had mirrors on the, I don't know why I keep saying that, but I just, you know why? Because I envision it now. I envision myself standing there looking at my eyes, right? Looking mm-hmm. deeply and just saying just a few words, like what the thief of the cross on the good thief on the cross said, you know, to Jesus, remember me when you come into your paradise. It was like this fervent prayer that we talk about. It's not how long the prayer is. Mm-hmm. It's how deep it is. Mm-hmm. And I looked at myself in the eyes. I said, Lord, I give you all of me. And I meant it. I meant it. I went into the living room. I saw this big, thick book with dust on it. It was big, big white book, right? With pictures on it and dust. And I mean, this thing was like, you know, a foot tall, you know, the old Bibles. Actually, I gave it away what it was, right? And everyone always gets it. You know, when I ask people in my talks, what was it? And everyone goes, the Bible, you know, and it looked pretty.
The family Bible.
The family Bible. It looked pretty. You know, we had little things in it, you know, little charts and this and that. But I'd never really read it. And all of a sudden, the words start leaping off the page at me. Leaping off the page. For God so loved me, he gave me Jesus, his only begotten son, that when I believe in him, I will have eternal life. And I looked at Romans 8, and it says there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus in 8:1. I've been condemning myself my whole life. And I looked later on in Romans 8 that said nothing will separate me from the love of God. Nothing. And I'm thinking to myself, well, I've always been condemning myself, and I always felt separated from God. And then I looked at Ephesians 1 that said, before the dawn of time, I was created to be holy, and that Jesus was giving me every spiritual blessing. And I said, wow, wow, are you kidding me? I said, if I didn't know this, and I went to church literally every Sunday, then my guess is a lot of people don't know that. And do they know that, Katie?
A lot don't. And it's just because they have a story like yours. They went to church, they went to Catholic school, they lived the tradition of the church, but they didn't have Jesus in the way that you experienced it. So I pray for everyone right now who's listening, who wants that. I pray for the grace for the Lord to come in and take over.
So our talks, and by the way, if you want to hear us, if you want to hear me and Katie and others, contact us at spiritfilledhearts.org, our website, and you can schedule us, right? There's on the
contact
website.
Contact us.
Contact us, and also there's events and so forth. You can
yes.
look at our events,
yes.
and you can actually schedule us, I believe, on the website
Amen.
Also.
Yes.
And so, you know, we'll be excited to come visit you wherever you are and in whatever state you are. We can come do that. But in any case, it's just so important that, again, you make that commitment, because every single talk that we give, we have people stand and make that commitment. And to the degree that they believe in what they're saying is the degree that that transformation is going to happen. So right now, mm-hmm. wherever you are, if you're driving, you know, focus on the road. But whatever you're doing, if you listened in, it is not a coincidence.
Amen.
Right now, you are to make a decision for Christ. You are called to be a new creation as you begin this new year. This is a resolution that is not a new year resolution. It is a life eternal resolution. So are you ready? Are you ready, Katie?
I am so ready.
Okay, repeat after me, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father,
I surrender my life to you.
I surrender my life to you.
I surrender my soul to you.
I surrender my soul to you.
I surrender my heart to you.
I surrender my heart to you.
I surrender everything to you.
I surrender everything to you.
My family.
My family.
All of my relationships.
All my relationships.
My children.
My children.
Everything.
Everything.
My work.
My work.
My hurts.
My hurts.
My wounds.
My wounds.
Everything.
Everything.
Take over my life.
Take over my life.
100%.
100%.
Through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Through the intercession of the Blessed Mother.
Through the intercession of our Blessed Mother.
The intercession of Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Through the intercession of Our Lady of Guadalupe.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 The angels are singing. The angels are singing. Amen.
It's so joyful.
It's so joyful. And we're going to talk now, next, right after the break, about how, as a new creation, what do you do next? How do you become holy? How do you become a saint? How do you move forward in saying, okay, I've made this commitment, now what? This is Deacon Steve Greco. You are on Empowered by the Spirit. We'll be right back.
Showing for one night only at a theater near you. A story about the devastating consequences of the sexual revolution and one father's quest for answers.
Have you seen the videos and Instagram posts and ads that young women are fed these days? It's craziness.
From writer-director Don Johnson, a new documentary that uncovers the truth about how we got here.
The gist of Cosmo was hard work and sex without the kids will set you free.
Unprotected, featuring stories and insight from some of today's most articulate Catholic thinkers, including Christopher West and Jennifer Fulweiler. Tickets available now at unprotectedmovie.com.
Dear brothers and sisters, a very blessed Christmas season to you and your loved ones. This is Bishop Kevin Vann. One of my favorite songs of the season is an Italian hymn called "Tu Scendi dalle Stelle," or "Jesus Came Down from the Stars," or "Jesus Came Down from Heaven." Let us keep all that in mind this year as we journey through this holiday season, that the Lord has come down to meet us and guide us and walk with us. And if you happen to hear "Tu Scendi dalle Stelle," think about how the Lord has come down to meet all of us. Amen.
Hello everyone, this is Deacon Steve Greco. Here we are at beautiful Tower of Hope in Christ Cathedral, Garden Grove, California, with Katie Hughes, evangelist and someone who is working so hard to transform the hearts of so many people in leading them to Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen. I'm trying.
And the very first segment of the show, we talked about this transformation of making a decision for Christ. Mm-hmm. But it's a daily decision, isn't it?
It is.
It's not a one-shot deal. Now, you can make that decision and you can say, okay, Lord, take over my life. But every single day, you have to focus on it because the enemy wants to steal it away from you.
Yeah.
The enemy wants to bring doubt, confusion. And we have the parable of the sower. The parable of the sower is the seeds that fall. And what happens? Some of the seeds are stolen by the enemy. Mm-hmm. Some of the seeds are choked by the world. So, you know, it's interesting what happens is that we get distracted, don't we? You know, or the devil says, oh, you don't have time for this, whatever it might be.
The distractions of this world are countless, and the enemy uses them for his purpose, which is to get us away from Jesus. There's a spiritual battle between God and Satan, and God is the winner. He is the victor. He's conquered every sin. But we are in the middle of a spiritual warfare, and Jesus wants us, and Satan wants to take us down. And so every day we are in a spiritual battle, and we need to make a decision that we want to be close to Jesus. For everyone, it's different, like how the Lord calls us to a life of holiness. We all have gifts that he's given us and talents. And so it's important to pray about what God wants for us.
So in this new year, and Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year. Make a decision for Christ and make a decision for holiness. But you know that you are not alone in what's going on. First of all, you have your guardian angel. Mm-hmm. You have all holy angels and saints. You have the church, the body of Christ. You have all these things supporting you. But as it says in 1 Peter 5, verse 8, it says, be sober and vigilant. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion looking for someone, and that's you, to devour him. Resist him, steadfast in faith, knowing that your fellow believers throughout the world undergo the same suffering. You know, I just heard one of your favorite speakers, Dr. Mary Healy, giving a talk on spiritual warfare. And she said, do you know that Jesus has a plan? God has a plan for your life. Do you know that?
Amen.
Do you know that Satan has a plan for your life?
Yeah.
And so that's an important concept, to know the fact that God has a plan. He has an infinite number of plans, but he wants to bring us to holiness. So based on kind of where we are. But Satan wants to do what? Destroy us.
He wants to pull us into his darkness.
Pull us into his darkness. He wants to enslave us with bondage, enslave us and take away our joy, take away our relationship with Jesus. Everything that Satan does pulls us away from Jesus. And when we make decisions to go a different direction, then we look back and go, what happened? Well, you know, the enemy many times encouraged us to move away, and it was our own passion that did it, but encouraged us. So we're in this battle.
Yes, and I think it's so important. I just recently went to a retreat, and it was so important knowing that evil can come into your life if you let it in. And it's if you allow a space for evil, for Satan into your life by saying yes to sin, you know, that's where you have to take every action, every thought captive because of this battle. But God can be 100% in your life.
And this is 2 Corinthians 10:5, in which it says very clearly, we have to bring every thought in obedience to Christ mm-hmm. because of the principalities and powers fighting us.
Yeah.
All of that's critical for our holiness.
And obedience is such a powerful word, and it's also a word that people have a hard time with.
So the real question, my brothers and sisters, is how do we have that holiness? I mean, what do we do to really be transformed? Well, there are certain things that the church gives us, that Jesus gives us. And what did he say in John 6 that was so critical?
Help me with that, Deacon.
Oh, man. Okay. Okay. Take a look at John 6 and everyone take a look at that. Because this is such
the daily bread. Is it about daily bread?
Oh, I knew you'd come to it.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
I knew you'd come to it. Jesus says very clearly, he says, amen, amen. This is John 6:47. I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. And then further on, it says, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I give is the flesh for the life of the world. And then he says further on in verse 53, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. So, and then my flesh is true food, my blood is food, drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I remain in him. And it says in John 15, remain in me as I remain in you, abide in me as I abide in you. You just can't get there without the body and blood of Christ.
Amen. And until you realize that, it doesn't make any sense. But when you take a step forward in faith and make the decision to try and go to Mass every Sunday. Some of you, maybe you don't go every Sunday. What's the big deal? Well, the Lord asks us to be there on Sunday, and he wants to feed us his nourishment. He wants to feed us every day. So make that decision. Try and go to Mass more often because Jesus wants to heal you. He wants to fill you with his love. And you receive so many graces at Mass. It's a powerful prayer. Mass is so powerful.
So, Katie, do you only go to Mass on Sundays?
I try and go to daily Mass.
Yeah. And
I usually do.
Yeah. You go to daily Mass unless there's, you know, emergency or something happens. The reality is this, my brothers and sisters, what does the Our Father say about our daily bread?
Give us this day our daily bread.
Do you think that means those beautiful French rolls or the beautiful pane, the beautiful bread? Do you think that's what he was talking about?
No, I think he's talking about he has so much to give us in that, in his host, in his body and flesh, in his blood.
What did he call himself? I know this is a test, by the way.
I am the bread of life.
I am the bread of life.
He who comes to me shall not hunger.
I love it. I love it. Should we record this? I think we did record this. So we're going to cut an album or something. I am the bread of life. My brothers and sisters, do you want to be holy? Do you want to be on fire with the Lord?
Amen.
I mean, you can't back your way into it. You can't have one toe in the water.
I think when you get just a taste of what holiness is and you see people who they astound you as how wonderful they are. They have this lovely smile. Everyone is coming to them. They have this joy. And they could be suffering from cancer. They could be suffering catastrophic things, but they have the joy that's everlasting, and it's Jesus.
And it's just so critical to understand the fact that this is what Jesus wants from us. And he tells us this. He tells us very clearly that he's come to give us joy. He's come to give us peace that passes all understanding. We see in John 15:11, I've told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. 2019, do you want to be joyful? Do you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Joy stands for Jesus over you. There's a huge difference between joy and happiness. What's the difference?
Joy is everlasting.
And based upon a relationship.
And especially a relationship with Jesus.
Is based upon the relationship with Jesus. And what is happiness?
Happiness is fleeting. It's when you open that present and 5 minutes later, you're wanting more.
Yeah. Well, happiness is based on circumstances. I got a raise. You know, this happened with my son or daughter. You know, it's based on circumstance, but it comes and goes. Can anything take away joy?
Nothing can take it away, but you can give it away.
You can give it away. But the reality is when you have the joy of the Lord sincerely, that joy is everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
And you take it with you when you see him in heaven. I mean, because that's when you're really joyful, right?
Yeah, that's
you're
like,
in his presence.
It's everlasting
joy.
So
what is the key to, you've made the decision for Christ, you're this new creation in Christ Jesus, it's so important to go to daily mass because Jesus told us, give us this day our daily bread. But what else is critically important in this road to holiness?
You know, it's a hard one for some people to hear it, but the gift and the sacrament of reconciliation is powerful. If you're struggling in your life and struggling with problems, whether it's gossip or negativity, there's sin on you. And Jesus can wipe it all away and he can renew you and move forward in joy in Christ. But it's hard to receive the graces of Jesus when you are bogged down with sin. And so I pray and I try myself to go to monthly reconciliation or when I'm in a bad place in my mind where I know that there's something going on and I need help.
Okay, I'm going to take that monthly and we're going to add to it because here's the reality. The five key things of St. Padre Pio. Mm-hmm. First thing is daily communion. Mm-hmm. The second is weekly reconciliation. Mm-hmm. And I'm just telling you, my brothers and sisters, is how much grace do you want? Now, maybe you can't do it every other week or every week, and maybe it's every other week. But for me, I've gone to reconciliation, you know, daily at times, mm-hmm. when I felt like I needed it.
Mm-hmm. What did you do?
It was like, even the slightest venial sin at mm-hmm. times, for me, especially when I'm speaking in front of groups, mm-hmm. and I want to really be on fire, maybe I said something with my wife that I regretted, maybe I had sins of omission, mm-hmm. and it's a dialogue in which I'm saying, gee, you know, I just didn't do what I felt God calling me to do.
And that's powerful, that weekly confession. Sin attracts sin. So if you have one little sin on you, it compounds and it just adds on and adds on. And if you go in for that purification weekly, that's powerful. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to try.
Okay.
All 2019. Right. High five.
Because we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. And let me just say, no one outdoes God's generosity. No one outdoes God's love. And he wants to shower us with blessings. He says in Ephesians 1, I give you every spiritual blessing. Holiness means to be set apart. Mm-hmm. And he's calling us to be set apart by being holy and turning to him with daily mass, daily communion, weekly and frequent reconciliation. Mm-hmm. So critical.
And another big one, fasting. Fasting is a powerful tool if you're trying to become holy. And fasting from activities that you really enjoy, that make you happy. Maybe it's fasting from getting your nails done.
We're going to interrupt you on the nails done. This is Deacon Steve Greco. You are on Empowered by the Spirit, and we're going to learn more about why fasting is ahead of getting your nails done when we come right back.
In L.A. County, there are more than 28,000 children in foster care. And sadly, every day more children enter the system. But their story doesn't have to end there. Maybe you've been thinking about starting or expanding your family. If so, there's a child in foster care waiting for you. A simple visit to fosterall.org can change the course of a child's life and yours. As a proud partner with the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, Foster All takes the guesswork out of navigating the foster adopt process and will match you with a foster family agency that suits your needs. Each agency is different, so let Foster All be your guide. Log on to fosterall.org. There's a community of amazing people waiting to support your decision to love a child, and Foster All is right beside you the entire way. Do you have room in your heart and your home for a child? Begin your journey with Foster All today at fosterall.org. That's fosterall.org.
This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we are back on Empowered by the Spirit with Katie Hughes, evangelist, part of our ministry, Spirit-Filled Hearts. Again, you can come to our website, spiritfilledhearts.org. We've got lots of books and lots of CDs and DVDs and everything in our ministry
store. We have our events coming up, including worship and healing services and conferences.
Life in the Spirit seminars and so forth.
All over California.
Yeah, all over. And we can come to your area no matter where you are, in whatever state you are. We can travel to you, contact us. And we will lead you in this pursuit of holiness, because it is a pursuit of holiness.
Amen.
It's so critical. So we've talked about daily communion. We've talked about reconciliation. We talked about fasting in lieu of doing your nails. I'm in great shape because I don't have my nails done at all.
Well, if it's not a trouble for you, it's not fasting.
Yeah. Well, okay, here we go. But fasting, and as we get into Lent in a few months here, it's fasting and feasting, but certainly we have Our Lady of Medjugorje telling us to fast what?
Yes. Well, I just came from there, and she has her five stones, it's like her curriculum. And she asks us to fast for conversion. And what she says is bread and water.
Right.
Bread and water on Wednesdays. On Wednesdays and Fridays.
Wednesdays and Fridays. And so fasting.
But what's the point of fasting?
What is the point? Okay, I'm going to fling it right back at you. What is the point of fasting, Katie?
Of fasting, of course, our Lord gives it and Our Lady gives it to us to get closer to Jesus. But how does that happen? Well, giving up things that we enjoy, those little things, those little sacrifices, the Lord gives a hundredfold back.
So we can fast against watching TV.
Yep.
We can fast against reading things that we shouldn't read, or filling our hearts and our minds with, almost poison, let's say, but things that move us away from Jesus.
And maybe replacing it with something holy to read or something holy to
watch. Exactly. So we can be creative, as it relates to fasting, but it is building up your armor to get closer to God, because that's what it's all about, right? And we need that because, my brothers and sisters, we're in a war. I mean, that's reality. We're in a war. And we see this in the sixth chapter of Ephesians, in which it talks about the armor of God. And we've got to do things to really help us with this battle. Jesus won the war, but it doesn't mean that our life and what we do to fulfill our purpose is going to happen. As it says in Ephesians 6:10, finally, draw your strength from the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the armor of God that you may be able to stand firm against the tactics of the devil. For our struggle is not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers, with world rulers of the present darkness, with the evil spirits in the heavens. Therefore, put on the armor of God. And what is this armor? To stand fast, girded in truth, to have a breastplate of righteousness, to do these different things in which we have peace in all circumstances. We have faith as a shield, to quench flaming arrows. So there's different things that we do. Fasting certainly is one of them that is very, very important. I'm going to throw out a couple other things too. Another thing in this pursuit of holiness is in this new creation in Christ. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to all of you in a new creation
with Christ. Happy New Year blessings.
Happy New Year, Happy New Year. is divine mercy. Now, we have a really exciting Divine Mercy Conference coming up at Santiago de Compostela in Lake Forest on April 13th. And you can sign up. How do you sign up?
Well, you can go to our website and go to our events calendar for April 13th and click on the link for Eventbrite, or you can go directly to eventbrite.com and search out Divine Mercy Conference in Lake Forest.
And I will be speaking. Kathleen Beckman will be speaking. We've got all kinds of Donna Lee, you know, who is also playing the music. It's going to be amazing, amazing conference to learn more about the power and blessing of divine mercy in which Jesus came to St. Faustina, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And St. Pope John Paul II put forth that this was extremely important to create Divine Mercy Sunday, mm-hmm. a week after Easter. Mm-hmm. Why is Divine Mercy so important?
Divine Mercy is who God is.
It's who God is. And Divine Mercy Chaplet, what is the Divine Mercy Chaplet?
Well, the chaplet is something to pray. Pray for your family, pray for your parish, pray for your priest, pray for those who are dying. It's a prayer of knowing that we're sinners and we're going to God to help us despite our sinfulness. And he wants to immerse us in his mercy, his love, his attribute of love. And he is love. He is mercy. And so you're in a bad spot in life. Go to Divine Mercy.
Now, I believe very strongly, for me personally, mm-hmm. for Katie, and for others, daily prayer of Divine Mercy Chaplet is really enhancing our holiness, right?
Yes, yeah.
Doesn't mean you can't be holy without it, mm-hmm. but it really is an important tool.
Yeah.
And how do we find out how to say it?
Well, you can look it up on the internet, of course, and search your favorite search engine. But also, I would suggest maybe you want to do it in the car and you want to listen to it. I highly recommend going to YouTube because they have some beautiful musical renditions of the Divine Mercy Chaplet.
And how long is the Divine Mercy Chaplet?
Well, if you say it, it's about 5.7 minutes.
You know,
if you listen to it with the music, it's about 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah. But basically, you know, you're talking 7-8 minutes, mm-hmm. something like that. So, you know, it's not all that long, but the Blessed Mother, or Jesus, actually said, what time of the day is most advantageous?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock at night.
The hour that
Friday
Jesus died.
At 3 o'clock.
But it doesn't mean you have to do it at 3. But Divine Mercy Chaplet builds up.
And it's really important to pray with fervor, with the heart.
And one of the most important phrases that Jesus gave us through this whole Divine Mercy devotion is what?
Jesus, I trust in you.
Jesus, I trust in you.
Jesus, I trust in you.
And if you take the rosary and go on every beat of the rosary and silently or out loud, actually, say, Jesus, I trust in you. And just pause and say, what is it that I want to trust? What is it that I need to trust on?
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it's fear of the future. And I give you that fear, Lord Jesus, and I'm just saying, Jesus, I trust in you. Maybe it's your children. Jesus, I trust in you. So take that time to go around. Another way, it's not the Divine Mercy Chaplet, but another way of really, really saying, Lord, I want to be just part of your mercy, just totally consumed, imbibed by your mercy. You know, it's so important as part of that pursuit of holiness. So as part of, again, that discipline as it relates to prayer, and looking at the weapons against the enemy and the little stones that the Blessed Mother gave us in Medjugorje, the very first one is prayer with the heart, the rosary. Why is a rosary important?
It's a supernatural weapon against all evil. Our Lady, with our prayers of the rosary, when we pray it fervently and with the heart, when we do that, Our Lady can take that and she can just move mountains with the graces that God gives her.
You know, the rosary is such an important weapon. I mean, when you think about this, it is a blessing. It builds us up spiritually, but it's a weapon against evil.
Oh, yeah.
In just a huge, huge way. I mean, we've been part of deliverance and deliverance ministry. Wherever there is this attack on the dominion of evil, the rosary is part of that. You know, people are praying the rosary in the background.
Can I share a little something, a little testimony?
Sure.
Well, I was just on pilgrimage with Immaculée, who survived the Rwandan genocide. And she was locked up in this 4x foot bathroom with 8 other women. And one of the days, every day the people came looking for people. And she was hiding in this bathroom in this man's house. And the police, or these bad guys, I don't know what else to call them, but these killers were coming into this man's house, and the man had his hand on the doorknob of the bathroom that was locked. And she knew something was going outside, and she was praying fervently with that rosary. And she said that the man told the other man, "You know what? We trust you," and left. Something divine, miracle happened at that time, and it was Our Lady's intercession. And when she called on Our Lady, "Protect me," it happened. So Our Lady wants to help us, and we need to pray the rosary. She asks us every day to pray it.
It is so powerful and so important to build us up spiritually, to protect us against evil. And Our Lady of Guadalupe, we have a special devotion to. If you've not gone down to Mexico City to see Our Lady of Guadalupe, it is really special. But in any case, very, very important to pray the rosary. So as we focus on holiness, another critical thing, and this is from St. Padre Pio now, is that holy hour. Why is that so important? And what is it? What is a holy hour?
Well, a holy hour can be different for each person, but to spend time before the Blessed Sacrament, or better yet, if you can find a chapel with exposition of Jesus the Host, and to be in His presence. To not try to get anything done, to not try to work out everything, to just sit and do nothing in our Lord's presence, and to shut out the world and just let the graces of His physical presence take over and change you.
My brothers and sisters, it's really interesting, and I've heard this from so many priests and so many people, that adoration changes everything. And do you want more vocations, priestly vocations? The answer, of course, is yes. We all want that. There is a direct correlation between those parishes that have 24-hour adoration, or certainly frequent adoration, and the number of vocations that come out of it.
Yeah.
Adoration changes everything. St. Mother Teresa told her sisters that unless they spend 2 hours a day in adoration, they can't go out and visit the poor. Because adoration gets us closer to that personal relationship with Christ. What does the Holy Hour do? The Holy Hour has us listening to what God has in store for us and saying to us, praying to Him, reflections upon what God wants us to do, giving us an action plan, in a sense, of what to do next.
Yes, and it's hard. It's really hard at the beginning, so don't get discouraged. I encourage you, start off with, 15 minutes. Start off with 5 minutes after Mass. Maybe after Mass, just sitting on the pew for 5 minutes, and because Jesus is in you, and reflect on His love and ask Him to come into your heart. Start somewhere, and then just build up on it. Because otherwise it's challenging if you try 1 hour all of a sudden, and it's a painful process in that way. But the Lord wants you to do it in a gentle manner and to grow close to Him. And just you got to make the decision.
My brothers and sisters, it is about making a decision for Jesus. You are on Empowered by the Spirit, and we're going to talk about that pursuit of holiness and what the last step is in having you have 2019 as the best and holiest year you've ever had. This is Deacon Steve Greco. You are on Empowered by the Spirit.
Hi, this is Father Quan Tran, parochial vicar for Christ Cathedral Parish, and today we're going to talk about holiness. We all know that we're all called to holiness, and so we need to understand what holiness is. God tells us, be holy, for I am holy. So God is holy, so therefore to be holy then is to become like God. But what is God really like? Well, we know that Jesus is the perfect image of the invisible God. So then to be holy is to be like Jesus. The saints have conformed themselves in a radical way to Jesus. And so we too need to be like Jesus if we are to become holy. But in order to be like Jesus, we need to spend time with him, to know him. And we need to do this through prayer, through reading of scripture, and to spend time with him, to develop a relationship with him. And then we can become like him and to be holy for the glory of God.
Hello, everyone. We're back on Empowered by the Spirit. Happy New Year to everyone. We're with Katie Hughes, evangelist, part of our ministry, Spirit-Filled Hearts. You can get our ministry's events and all kinds of books and CDs and DVDs.
And downloads.
And downloads when you go to spiritfilledhearts.org. Invite us into your parish to do all kinds of things, retreats and seminars. So as we're talking about, in summary, kind of in this title, New Creation in Christ, as we begin this new year, it is making a decision for Christ to be transformed head to heart. It is pursuing holiness and the types of things you need to do, which is daily Mass whenever possible weekly reconciliation, or certainly frequent reconciliation, to pray that holy hour, to pray the rosary, Divine Mercy Chaplet, all those things, all those tools, to read and pray scripture, okay? Very, very critical. And we've talked about the memorization of that. Fasting, we talked about, which is very, very important. So all those, the five stones that the Blessed Mother gave us in Medjugorje, all those things are important. But there's a term called spiritually obese. What does that mean?
You take it all in and do nothing with it.
You know, how many times, my brothers and sisters, do you go to events like, oh, I want to do this because I want to get this out of it, but it's for me. You know, maybe I'm depressed and I want not to be depressed. And that's great. That is a good reason to go. Maybe I just feel a little separated from God and I want to go and I want to get close to God. That's a great reason. But it's me, 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 me. And that's great, because if you don't have that pursuit of trying to improve yourself, it's an issue, because, as again, St. Mother Teresa would say, you can't give what you don't have. Mm-hmm. So that's very important. But it doesn't end there. It doesn't end there. Once you have, okay, I've now gone, I'm not perfect, I'm still a sinner, I'm still not where I want to be, maybe I don't know scripture, maybe I don't pray like I want to, but God is calling you to do something. And we see this again in the 25th chapter of Matthew in these three parables. God is calling you to do something with the 10 virgins. God is calling you to do something with the parable of the talents, the 5 talents, the 3 talents, the 1 talent, the 1 guy with the 1 talent buried it. Don't bury your gifts, but use them, multiply them. And of course, the parable of the sheep and the goats, of visiting the poor, visiting those who are hungry, and feeding them, visiting those that are thirsty and giving them drink, visiting those in prison and making a difference. And people can be in prison, in hospitals, in nursing homes, at their home, sick, and no one has seen them. People can be in prison in a lot of ways. But the point is to do something. Mm-hmm. If you do nothing, mm-hmm. are you really living out what God has called you to do?
Yeah. And I know I wasn't really around for the Baltimore Catechism, or at least not reading it.
Don't brag now.
But,
don't brag how young you are.
But it's powerful. And that is, you know, your job is, one, you get to heaven, and you need to bring people with you. And that's our purpose, is to help, whether your family members, start there, and then it needs to be people in your community, people God puts in your life. And you need to share the good news and share what you've experienced there, your transformation. If God, you know, God healed you of something, sharing the goodness of God, the scriptures, whatever your involvement is, because people don't know. You didn't know at some point. We need to know. And there's people who don't know about Jesus, truly know him in the heart.
The greatest gift that you can ever give someone is telling them about Jesus.
Amen.
The greatest gift you can give your children, my brothers and sisters, is telling them the truth, mm-hmm. that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Mm-hmm. Telling them the truth about how much God loves them, how much Jesus loves them. Telling them the truth about our sacraments. You have a verse in Colossians, I think, that kind of gives us some direction, too.
Yes, the Lord gave it to me earlier today. I had no idea it was going to come up in this way. But here I'm going to share what I received this morning. And over all these, put on love, that is, the bond of perfection. And let the peace of Christ control your hearts, the peace into which you were also called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as in all wisdom you teach and admonish one another, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I feel like it's everything we've been talking about today.
And it's Colossians 3 starting at verse 12 and going all the way through 17. It is a good roadmap as to what to do in this new year and always for the rest of your life. It is putting on that the blessings of God in everything that we say and do, everything that we think, but it doesn't imply doing nothing. It implies that each day, in each minute of each day, consecrate that to our Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. For me, I am now full-time ministry, but I was a vice president of sales, senior vice president of sales in various companies. And the point is that even during the workday, I found a way of bringing Christ into the middle of it. Maybe it was just praying silently. Maybe it was just the way I was speaking to people. Maybe I was bringing up Jesus directly, depending on who I was talking to and the circumstances. There were times I prayed over people. Whatever it was, I didn't say, okay, Jesus is only on Sundays when I go to church. Every moment of every day is an opportunity to love with the love of Jesus.
Yeah. There's no time card in your relationship with God, and it should be, he should be at the forefront of everything that you do. And if anything, take from this is prayer is number one. And prayer can be an action. It can be loving people, like you said, in a compassionate way and helping.
There is no possible way that Jesus meant for us to do nothing.
Yeah.
Jesus basically put into action his disciples to go in the world, lay hands on the sick, but to go in a world and make a difference. If you read the Acts of the Apostles and what the early church did, I mean, one thing they did is they took care of the widows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't sit back and do nothing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Paul was a tent maker, and he remained a tent maker even as he was evangelizing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people forget that. So, again, it's important to know the fact that whatever we do, use your gifts and talents. If you're a teacher, you can teach catechism of some kind or faith formation of some kind, RCIA. If you're someone with other gifts, use those gifts in some way.
You know, the simple little things, the gifts that God gives you, the gift of hospitality, of welcoming, of having a beautiful smile. God gave that to you to share with others, to help people who are having a bad day have a good day. And that could just be passing a person, a stranger. It could be someone at the checkout counter at the grocery store. It could be the person who's your valet, you know, saying, I appreciate you, you know, and God bless you.
And take a look at 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians gives us a roadmap and basically says that there are different spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit, different forms of service, but the same Lord. Different workings, but the same God produces all of them in everyone. And later on, towards the bottom of the chapter in verse 28, it says some people God has designated in the church to be first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, fourth mighty deeds, gifts of healing, administration, Are all apostles, all prophets, all teachers, do all do mighty deeds, do all have gift of healings, and so forth? No, but strive eagerly for the gifts that you have and the spiritual gifts. The point is that we're all created to be different, to build the body of Christ in a different way. Amen?
Amen. And we can work in union with Christ. We are one body, and there's all different parts. And for the body of Christ to function properly is that everyone has different gifts, work to do for the Lord, and to not compare. You know, the little things in a prayer group mean something. And if you have a gift and maybe make websites, you could help a ministry create a website. Maybe you're in the financial world and you can help a nonprofit with their fundraising or whatever it may be. So, you know, just ask the Lord what he is calling you to do. It's so important because he has a special plan for you. And in that idle time, if you're not using it for the Lord, the enemy will certainly want to sneak in and find ways to distract you from his plan.
My brothers and sisters, we often talk about ready, aim, fire is what we need to do rather than ready, fire, aim, which means how do we know what to do? How do we know what God is calling us to do and not be impulsive and not do things based on our own flesh, but what God wants us to do? How do we know that, Katie? There's a pregnant pause going on here, but bottom line, this is how we do know it. We pray. We pray and we expect God to answer us.
Amen.
We expect God to answer us, in which we basically say, okay, Lord, I trust in you. I'm going to pray and I'm going to ask for the gift of wisdom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is one of the charismatic gifts. I'm going to pray for that wisdom to know what ministry or ministries I should be part of. Amen?
Amen. And just in the daily life, too.
Yeah, in everything that we do. Do I make that visit to the hospital or do I do something else? You know, God will direct us. You know, Jesus was very clear. He said, I did not leave you orphans. So again, Katie, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, and God bless you, Deacon Steve.
Is this going to be the most blessed year ever?
I'm excited
in the Lord. And Happy New Year to all of our listening audience. This is the year of a new creation. This is the year of transformation. This is a year in which God is taking over your life and your heart and your mind and your soul. This is a year of miracles, which definition is God's supernatural intervention in our lives. This is a year in which God is saying to you, come to me as a little child. Heavenly Father, we praise you and worship you and glorify you. We thank you, Lord God, for all of your many gifts, all of your many blessings. We ask, Lord God, to be a new creation in you. For this new wineskin, we ask, Lord God, that you transform our hearts into your heart, into the Sacred Heart of Jesus, into the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We ask for the intercession of our Blessed Mother, Our Lady of Guadalupe. We ask for just the incredible, incredible blessings that God wants to give us through the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. And I bless you with every spiritual blessing in the name of the Father and Son and Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We'll be with you next week at the same time. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and you have been on Empowered by the Spirit.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Relevant Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio.
Are you looking looking for relevant ways to respond to modern cultural challenges like gender ideology, the Me Too movement, feminism, and the constant masculine critique? This is Timory Millington. Listen to my show, Trending with Timory, as I'm joined by regular guests who defend what the Catholic Church teaches about sexuality and family. Join me Sunday afternoons on Relevant Radio or catch all the episodes at radiotrending.com.